Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the is an attorney. He's the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, also the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, and the eBay Business Answer Book. You starting to get the picture? Let's see, I got two or three more here. The Facebook Guide to Small Business. No, that's not it. That's another one. Okay, so talk to me, Cliff, about your website.
Okay. That's succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's the name of my weekly syndicated column.
It's outstanding. I'm a happy subscriber.
Thank you. Thank you. And likewise. And you can actually do an RSS feed where it notifies you, you know, every time the column comes up.
Like,
you know,
like clockwork.
Absolutely free. Yep. We do it every week. And we don't just talk about legal stuff. We talk about, you know, things that are going on in the world today, you know, and whatnot, just like we do on our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is all relevant to the small business experience.
Yep.
And I know you want to talk about the immigration.
I want to ask you, as an attorney and as someone who's sworn fealty to the Constitution, what did you think about the president's actions on immigration?
Well, let me just say one thing in terms of background. First of all, one thing everybody needs to know about our president. Our president was a stellar law student. He was on the board of the Harvard Law Review when he was in at Harvard.
Right.
There's a lot of people
that ain't chopped liver.
One thing. Right. Well, the one thing this guy knows more than anything else is constitutional law, because that's what they all specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you spend your 3 years at Harvard Law School basically learning everything there is to know about constitutional law. What he has done here, Jim, is extremely clever. Now, the Constitution says, there's a clause in the Constitution that says that Congress shall have the power to make rules for naturalization. I think it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4. The Congress shall have power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. Now, you read that and you say, well, wait a minute, how does a president can do anything in this area by executive order? But what he's saying is something very clever. He is saying that, you know, while that clause is in the Constitution, the president has always had the power via executive order to determine how resources will be allocated to enforce the laws. When there's not enough money to enforce all the laws that are out there, the president has the power by executive order to say, okay, we're going to spend our money over here. We're not going to spend money.
He's basically
over there.
Acting like a district attorney with using prosecutorial discretion.
Basically, that's kind of correct. That's exactly right.
Now,
a lot of people don't know. Here's something a lot of people don't know. Here's a piece of trivia. The Emancipation Proclamation that Abe Lincoln signed
we know
in 1863 to free the slaves, that was an executive order.
Yeah.
That was not an act of Congress. So what he's saying here is, I'm not creating a new path to citizenship. I'm not giving green cards to these people. I'm not naturalizing them. Yes, that would require an act of Congress. But all I'm doing is saying, spend your money on deporting criminals and bad folks. Don't spend your money prosecuting anybody else. That's all I'm doing, folks. That's exactly what the executive order is all about. Now, Congress, if it wishes to challenge this, and they may or they may not, there's political reasons for that. Nobody, Jim, in politics these days wants to be seen as anti-Hispanic.
Right.
That is a real touchstone, a third rail.
That's right.
In politics, the minute you get branded as anti-Hispanic, you got a major problem if you're a politician. And so it's going to be very interesting.
And increasingly
to see
every year,
how the GOP Congress handles stuff like this. Because if it's not handled exactly right, they're going to be dropping
themselves. The thing that bothers me about this, Cliff, is it seems like for the last 20 or so years, 25 or so years, we continue to push the envelope to erode away at things that had previously been primarily sacred. And what I'm saying is, if this president, for his own political expediency, and for whatever other reasons, I can think of a couple that I won't say, he's done this to get around what many scholars believe is is the Constitution. He's violated the Constitution. Let me finish. What's the next president going to do? And all I'm going to say to the Democrats is, you know, you may not be happy in a few years that this happened. Quickly, real quick, your last thoughts.
Okay. Always a lot of fun, man.
No, your last thoughts. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
No, here's what the GOP Congress should do. When they come in January, hit the executive office, Oval Office, with tons and tons of new legislative proposals that are extremely popular and that have a very broad political base, and put him in the position of saying no to it.
And they all listen to the show, Cliff. So
put him on the defensive.
You're beginning calls from them.
That's what he's doing to you right now with the
administration. They'll hire you as a consultant to help them, Cliff. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. SucceedingInNewBusiness.com, Cliff Inico. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.